morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donnellyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
So they go, and they're captive now in Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar is a tough guy, and he's a real staunch, strong ruler. And he has dreams. Remember, Daniel would interpret his dreams from God. God would give him the interpretation. Remember, Daniel never once took the glory. He said, what my God gives me, I'm going to give you. If he doesn't give it to me, I'm not going to get it. That's humility, you see. You see that? He said, I'll go and I'll pray to my God, and he will give me, he had faith, the answer. So Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar, has this dream about this huge tree that was full of beautiful branches and fruits and all kinds of stuff, and it was shade for the people, and it was food for the animals, and it was strength, and it was just such a wonderful thing. But then all of a sudden he saw this tree cut down to bits and looked raggedy rag and just in bad shape. And he said to Daniel, what is my dream? And he said, oh king, I'm going to tell you. That is you. Within a period of time, except you serve the Lord, this is going to happen to you. You're going to eat grass like an animal. You're going to live like an animal, because pride brings destruction. Okay, so we pick it up. Daniel 4, verse 28. Look at this. All this happened to King Nebuchadnezzar 12 months later. So after the dream, 12 months later, as the king was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon. Now let's look at some pride here. Okay, look what he said. Move on. He said, is not this the great Babylon I have built? Do you like the church I built, folks? Do you like it? Look at the color of the chairs. I labored over these chair colors day and night to get the blend. And the flags, you see that? My idea. Moi. You see, we look at these and we put them into their category, but we've got to put ourselves in their category as well, on our scale. You understand? And look what he says here. I have built. Watch out. Is this not the great Babylon I have built as a royal residence? By my mighty power. And for the glory of my majesty. Do you hear pride personified? Okay. Now watch this. Move on. Immediately what had been said about Nebuchadnezzar from the dream was fulfilled. He was driven away from people and ate grass like cattle. His body was drenched with the dew of heaven until his hair grew like the feathers of an eagle and his nails like the claws of a bird. See where pride gets a person? And when God humbles you, you don't want that. You wouldn't humble you. He said, if my people which are called by my name will what? Humble who? Humble the pastor. Humble your spouse. Humble your children. Humble the doctor. Humble the president. Humble the king, the prime minister. Humble God. Humble the Satan. No. If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I forgive their iniquities. Then will I heal the land. So apparently if I don't humble myself, I ain't going to be forgiven. You see, to get saved, you have to walk in humility. Because you've got to come to someone that you haven't met. And you've got to say, I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And that God raised him from the dead. He died for my sins. And he's now seated in heavenly places. You've got to come humbly. Proud people can't do that. That's why the Bible says, you know, the preaching of the cross to them that are perishing is foolishness. But to us that are saved, it is the power of God. Do you see that? Proud people can't get saved. They don't need God. They got it going on. You cannot get saved proud. He says, for by grace are you saved. God resists the proud but gives what? Grace to who? To the humble. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that is not your own, it's what? A gift of God. There is no room for pride in our lives. We cannot get saved if we're proud. Does it make sense to us? You see, this word is going to set us so free, because you're going to start to handle this stuff in your life. And as you see it rise up, you're going to just say no. And you're going to get it out. And God's going to give us opportunity, and he's going to give us the strength with the Holy Spirit to overcome it. Okay? So now watch here. So he's like, see what pride did to him? Now look at verse 34. At the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes towards heaven. The first right thing he did. The first good thing he did. I raised my eyes towards heaven, and my sanity was what? Restored. Do you know that pride renders you insane? I'm telling you, you will fight somebody for what you want your way, and when you're even wrong.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports, chapel, and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade, with full scholarships available.
Pride will render you insane. Remember the prodigal son? Do you recall the prodigal son? Give me my inheritance. I want to go and do it my way. And then after a few years, teardrops rolling down on my face. He was in the pig pen, right? He did it his way. And when his way was the wrong way, he said, I better do it your way. You know what the Bible says? When he came to himself. Pride rendered him insane. When he came to himself, he said, I better do it Yahweh. And he went home to God. Amen? I'm telling you, pride's a bad thing. It's icky. Amen? Say it's icky. All right, now watch here. He says, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High. Is there a change there? Remember, he was the one that if you didn't praise him, in fact, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because they didn't bow down when the harps and the flutes and the trumpets were played, and they didn't face his image and fall on their faces. Remember that deal? What did he do to them? You didn't bow for me. They said, no, king, and we're not gonna. You're what? And he was wroth. That's a big word for real cross. He was wroth. What did he do in his wrath? In his wrath, he turned the heat up 7 times. You see, pride will render you insane. So much so that the guys taking them to the fire died. And if you want them to suffer, keep it cooler. Slow cook is going to hurt more than quick burn. I mean, they just walk in, push, gone. He was so mad, he made it easier for them. Pride makes you insane. Listen. So he throws them in the furnace because they wouldn't bow down to him. He throws them in the fiery furnace. And 10 minutes later, lo and behold, he says, what is that I see? Now that happened before this. He says, I see a fourth man in that fire. Did we not throw 3 in there? He says, yet I see the fourth. And the fourth man looks like the Son of God. That's what King Nebuchadnezzar said. The fourth man in the fire looks like the Son of God. And do you know that he said, bring them out to me. And when they came out, they didn't smell of fire. Their hairs were not singed. They were perfect in every way. And do you know that King Nebuchadnezzar right there said, their God is God. Do you know that? And then the pride gets back in. Look what I've bought. Look what I've done. This was after that deal. All right, so now look at that verse. We want to keep looking. Verse 37 of Daniel 4. He says, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of heaven, because everything he does is right and all his ways are just. And those who walk in what? Those who walk in pride. Look what he says. Those who walk in pride, he is able to humble. How many of you want to live on grass? I don't like it. I used to try it when I was a kid, and like creeps down your throat. It's horrible. I would try eating grass because they said the dogs get healed from grass. It was something in the grass. So I tried it once. I nearly choked to death. I don't want to be eating grass. I don't want claws like a hawk. You understand? I don't want hair and fur coming out of me. You understand? I don't want that. And if I don't humble myself, I'm going to get that. And he comes out of this deal. Look what he's doing now. He's praising God. And do you know that God gave that man the dream that David interpreted that tells us all about the end times? Daniel. All about the end times. When he dreamt about the, remember the statue? Amen? So I want you to see, pride makes you insane and brings you pain. That's a good saying. Let's say it. Pride makes you insane and brings you pain. We should have some buttons made like that. Pride makes you insane and brings you pain. Nothing good is going to come from pride. Nothing good is going to come from pride. Amen? Can you understand? Do you remember? Do you recall? What's the time? Do you recall where Mordecai? Do you recall Mordecai? No, let's leave Mordecai. I'll go to the other one. There's so many of these. But do you remember now Daniel gets a decree, because a decree is written over all of Babylon at that time, because what's happened now is Daniel's getting favor with the king, because he's got such vision from God that he's making him, he's lifting him up above all the wise men. And these men that got that the king Cyrus was using at that time were getting jealous. What causes jealousy? Pride. So they're getting jealous, right? So now they work a plan to trap Daniel. So they go to the king and say, "Oh, king, it's only right that everyone should pray towards you and bow towards you and all that kind of stuff." And the king unknowingly, because he loved Daniel, unknowingly says, okay, he agrees to it, and he makes the decree and he stamps it with his ring. And it goes out that anyone who does not bow down and does not and who prays to their own God, not to King Cyrus, will be thrown in the lion's den. So these proud men are so proud that they go and wait by the window of Daniel, because he knows that Daniel's not going to compromise. His buddies with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. This stuff rubs off on each other, you see. You hang around with good guys, you're going to end up good. You hang around with bad guys, you're going to end up bad. And I've got scripture for that. 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. So you hang with good, you do good. You hang with bad, you do bad. So these bad dudes come there and they stand there and they say, let's wait, because we know Daniel, he hangs with those guys. He's a good guy. He's not going to compromise. He will not pray to this God. He'll pray to his God. And they watch and they catch him. They got their iPhones, they get a picture, and they take it to king. They take it to the king, right? And they say, look, he was praying facing his God, and he was praying to his God. And your decree says he must die. So the king, who loves Daniel, says he gets all of his lawyers and attorneys, and he gets them looking through all the scribes' writings to see if there's any way out of this. He doesn't want to put him in the lion's den. He loved the man, and he couldn't get out of it. So he goes to Daniel, he says, I'm sorry, Daniel. He says, but if your God can't take care of you, and Daniel says, my God can. So they come and they go down to the lion's den. These lions haven't eaten in a while. And their stomachs are growling. It's not their mouth. It's their stomach. And they throw Daniel in to the lion's den. Lock the door. And the king goes to bed, but he can't sleep because he loves Daniel so much. He cannot sleep. He said, oh, that his God would save him. Oh, that his Lord would save him.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries, such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.